Morning Watch, the Crystallization Study of Deuteronomy, Week 5, Becoming Qualified to Inherit the Promised Land. Thursday Related Verses. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, And you shall love Jehovah your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12, And now, O Israel, what does Jehovah your God ask of you except that you fear Jehovah your God, so that you would walk in all his ways, and love him and serve Jehovah your God with all your heart and with all your soul? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But as it is written, things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard, and which have not come up in man's heart, things which God has prepared for those who love him. Mark chapter 12, verse 30. And you shall love the Lord your God from your whole heart, and from your whole soul, and from your whole mind, and from your whole strength. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. The fear of Jehovah is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Therefore, since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and of spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Suggested reading. To love God means to set our entire being, spirit, soul, and body, with the heart, soul, mind, and strength, absolutely on Him. That is to let our entire being be occupied by Him and lost in Him, so that He becomes everything to us, and we are one with Him practically in our daily life. In this way, we have the closest and most intimate fellowship with God. It is thus that we are able to enter into His heart and apprehend all its secrets. Thus, we not only realize, but also experience, enjoy, and fully participate in these deep and hidden things of God. Moses speaks in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. Of fearing God. We all must have a proper fear of God. However, it seems that today many people claiming that they are free do not fear anything or anyone, including God. This lack of fear is terrible. It is the source of all kinds of lawlessness. The young people should recognize that according to God's ordination, there is authority in the family, in society, and in the church. In whatever we do, say, and think, we all need to fear God. He is observing us and knows where we are and what we are doing. Eventually, we will reap a harvest from what we sow, and we will eat the fruit of this harvest. When we fear God, we will walk in His ways. God's ways are actually what God is. This means that whatever God is a way to us. God is love, and this love is a way in which we should walk. God loves the sojourner, giving him food and clothing. Therefore, love the sojourner, for you were sojourners in the land of Egypt. One of God's ways is to love sojourners, and we should walk in this way of God. Many sojourners are poor, lacking food and clothing. We need to love them and give them what they need. God is also holy, and His holiness is another way for our walk. Furthermore, God does not regard persons and does not take bribes. and we should take this as a way, not regarding persons and not receiving bribes. God also executes justice for the orphan and the widow, and we should walk in the way of his justice. In Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12, Moses also charged the people to love God. This word love implies a great deal. For instance, it implies the matter of affection, which is something very tender. God himself has set an example of loving by setting his affection on his people. Moses refers to this in verses 14 and 15. Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens belong to Jehovah your God, the earth and all that is in it. But on your fathers Jehovah set his affection to love them and to choose their seed after them, that is, you above all the peoples, as it is this day. Now we should love God by setting our affection on him. In verse 12, Moses speaks of loving and serving God with all our heart and with all our soul. Our heart is linked to our spirit, for our conscience, which is of our spirit, is also a part of our heart. Thus, to love and serve God with all our heart and soul indicates that we love and serve him also with our spirit. Furthermore, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, we are to love him also with all our might, that is, with our physical strength. Today, if we would serve God by practicing the new way, we need to serve with our spirit and with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our strength. To visit people in order to get them saved and baptized, and then to care for them afterward, requires all our heart, soul, and strength.